Thanks for joining us for another episode of LID Radio Podcast. I am your host for today, Francesca. And for this episode, we have a very special guest with us, Richard Maddox. Richard Maddox has over 40 years of business experience. He quit corporate life in 2000 to help organisations and individuals maximise their full potential through his training and coaching company, Communicum, from 2002 onwards. His book, The Energy Book, Richard presents pragmatic and practical energy boosters that will provide you with easily to implement 5-minute practices that give yourself an immediate extra kick and long-term happiness and fulfillment. So welcome, Richard. How are you?
Thank you, Francesca. I'm good, thank you. Very good.
Good.
Energized as per normal. And very kind of you to introduce me as a very special guest. I'm not sure I'm that special, but I do have special messages about energy.
Excellent. Well, you're in very much of need this morning because I think me and Christina are a little bit tired. So, it's good to have you. So I want to talk about the book a bit. So in the book, you identify 4 types of energy, physical, emotional, mental, and purpose. Can you explain a bit to the listeners what each types of energy they are and how they complement each other?
Absolutely, because that is the key to understanding how that works. Because if you ask most people, what do they think of when you talk about personal energy? What's it related to? They'll normally say, oh yeah, that's how much physical energy you've got, or sometimes they'll mention mental energy.
Yeah.
And if you look in the dictionary, that's actually the definition that's given. It's usually expressed as the strength and vitality that's required for physical or mental activity. And so it's a good starting point, and those are indeed 2 of the 4 personal energy types, so physical and mental. But like I said, there are 4. The other 2 are emotional and purpose energy. So if I just explain a little bit, yeah. We normally draw this, in my word, as a pyramid, so with 4 layers, the bottom layer being your physical energy, then emotional on top of that, then mental energy, and then purpose. And they are all absolutely crucial to helping you maintain that feeling of vitality, the can-do attitude, feeling happy, feeling fulfilled in life, and so forth. But they all interact with each other. Okay. They're very much interlinked. You know, we put physical on the bottom, not because it's the most important. All 4 energy types are equally important.
Okay.
But if you don't have a good physical base, then the other 3 that are on top of that in the pyramid, emotional, mental, purpose, they are all a little bit wobbly, a bit unstable. If I just can mention and give you a feeling for this, how they're interlinked. You know, one day you'll get up and you'll be feeling full of energy, and you know, you've got good physical energy, you're feeling full of energy, and you have a great day.
Yeah.
You get to the end of the day and you think, God, that was really good. I really enjoyed that. The next day, you have the same physical energy. Nothing's changed. And yet, you have a much different day. You feel less energized. You need 3 extra cups of coffee to get you out of bed in the morning, and so forth. And what often, for example, the difference could be is that you have less purpose that day.
Okay.
And therefore you have less purpose energy. So, well, I could talk for hours about this stuff, but those are the 4 types of energy. But if I could just say, physical energy is related to the quantity of energy you feel.
Okay.
The emotional energy, that determines the quality of your energy, how positive you feel, and so forth. Mental energy is concerned with how well you can focus, how well you can concentrate. And the purpose energy, it's really when you've got the answers to the reasons why you're doing things, why you're getting up in the morning, why you're doing what you do for your work, why you live the way you do, why, et cetera, et cetera. When you know the reasons and the answers to those questions, that gives so much more power to your energy. So purpose is power, mental is focus, emotional is quality, physical is quantity.
Okay, so yeah, they all have their place and their part to play, I guess, equally, in order to sort of live that fully contented life, I guess. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Indeed, yeah. Brilliant. Because it's, you know, if you look at what makes you content, well, can I ask you? I don't know if that's putting you on the spot.
But I will answer. gosh, what makes me content?
Or gives you a sense of fulfillment?
I guess if I'm able to be creative, and if I feel like I am able to put things into place at work once you come up with ideas, I guess work-wise, that's probably what makes me content.
Yeah, so, you know, you are a creative person, I know that. And so you're able, when you're able to use that talent of yours, it gives you meaning at work. You're able to achieve things, you're able to tick boxes, you're able to share your creativity and see the results of it. And therefore, that's where all of the level of purpose energy comes from.
Yeah, that's very true. And a good night's sleep usually helps as well.
Of course it does, because, like I say, all these things are interlinked. If you've had a good sleep, you've had a good breakfast to start with. I highly recommend everybody eating a breakfast. It's not called breakfast for nothing. It's break the fast after you haven't eaten anything for a number of hours whilst being asleep. So you've had a good breakfast, you've had a good sleep, and you've got a feeling of, oh, wow, I'm going to be able to be creative today. I haven't got to sit behind a laptop doing things I don't want to do. No, I can really go out and be creative. And you feel extra energy. If you look at happiness, what makes you happy? You personally.
Oh, gosh. You're really putting me on the spot. What makes me happy?
Yeah, I am. I'm turning the tables on you. But, well, you know, most... Well, I don't want to keep putting you on the spot, but most people, they can describe all sorts of things that make them happy. And when you identify them and sort of strip them back to the bare bones, it will be things that are positive. You know, people don't usually get happy about negative things.
Yeah, sure.
People are happy when, however it's defined for them, when the positive things are happening or when they have positive thoughts or positive experiences. Now, so if you like relating this back to your question of, you know, is there a link between people having good, strong energy in the four different types and having a happy life? Absolutely. Now, when you are, that's where emotional energy comes in about the happiness. When you're emotionally balanced, this means you're feeling mostly positive. When you can take things as they come, as they happen, when you can put things into perspective and you can take the, you know, the punches and curveballs that life throws at you, you have a happy life. You know, it's not every single moment of every day is happy, but in general, you have much more positive experiences and positive feelings, etc., than negative, and then you're feeling happy.
Yeah.
If your fulfillment comes from doing the things that you like to do and having the ability to contribute and grow. You know, all human beings have this innate need, you know, they're called the spiritual or purpose needs, which is to be able to contribute and grow. Mm. When you, Francesca, are using your fabulous creative energy and your fabulous creative talents, you are able to contribute and you feel that, hey, I'm really making things happen here, and now I'm able to get things implemented. That gives you this purpose, gives you meaning.
Yeah, definitely.
And then when you're able to focus your mental energy and do the things with a clear mind, focus on the tasks in hand, and you feel you've got the physical energy just to do everything you want, both in work and outside of work, hey, you're going to have a great life.
All right, well, that's the key to success then. Brilliant.
Well, it is, you know, and as I'm sure you've come across this many times before, where people say, oh, in terms of happiness, if only this will happen, or when I get to this stage, when I have this, between quotes, success, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, and I'm sure you'll edit it out. It's bullshit. It's happiness that leads to success. It's been proven time after time after time after so many studies. So When you're happy, when you've got your energy levels, all four types high up, you will be successful, whatever your definition is.
No, yeah, totally get that. And I think I agree as well. We won't edit that out. We'll keep that in. I mean, I guess I want to talk to you about the energy boosters because they're sort of the core of the book. So one of the first ones you talk about is the energy audit. And it's assess the current status of your four types of energy. So we've talked about a bit, but how do you actually measure your energy levels? I mean, it can be easy when it comes to physical energy. It's sort of probably the most obvious one to gauge, but what about the other three?
Yeah, it's interesting. And the energy audit in the booster book, it's a very simple one. It just says basically, you know, to measure your physical energy, give yourself a number between 1 and 4. You know, 1 means like, God, wish I could lie down.
Sure.
Totally empty and drained. And 4 is, oh, like a live wire, you know, ready for anything. And number two and three are in between. So you give yourself a score for each of the four energy types of 1, 2, 3, or 4. If you're looking at emotional energy, I say to people, think about this last day or yesterday. Have your thoughts been mainly negative thoughts? Has your mood been mainly negative? Do you just feel that it was a kind of negative day? Then give yourself a 1. Was it the opposite? Oh, it was really, you know, I felt really positive and positive feelings, positive mood, mainly positive day. Then give yourself a 4. And then the other two numbers in between, if it was slightly more negative than positive or a bit more positive than negative, give yourself a 2 or 3. Same with mental energy. Mental energy is if you've got high mental energy, you're fully focused. You can concentrate well. You feel like, you know, I still call it laser style focus. And a low mental energy can't keep the focus on one thought. Keep getting distracted by everything around me, and oh, my head's in a spin.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, that's a 1. Yeah, the fully focused laser style is a 4, and then you've got a 2 and a 3 in the middle. And then purpose energy, it's if you're feeling high purpose energy is when you feel really engaged with everything you're doing. You feel that there is, you know, you can commit yourself and that you are contributing and learning and growing. And low purpose energy is, well, don't really care, you know, so I'm just doing things because I have to do it, looking forward to the end of the working day or looking forward to going to bed and hopefully waking up. And, you know, that's very low purpose energy.
Yeah.
So you can score yourself like that. And then, you know, you add up the score for each of the four energy types and you'll end up with a score of somewhere between 4 and 16. Now, 4 is obviously not particularly good.
Sure, yeah.
And 6 and everything upwards from there is better. So it's just a really quick check. But another way of really, I love people asking this question, as I say to people often, close your eyes. Now tell me, how much energy have you got? How good do you feel? How much? And I say, you can use decimal points as well. People will say, oh, I feel like a 7.6 at the moment. I say, great. Now, do that again in a couple of hours' time after you've done some more things. And keep checking your energy level. Just a really quick check between on a scale of 0 to 10, 3 or 4 or 5 times during the day. And then think about, hey, what's changed? Why was it higher or lower than the last time I did this quick energy check? So they're all simple ways just to make yourself more aware of your energy. And by the way, if I could just mention, there is a much more detailed energy profiling and energy audit on my website that's related to the book.
Oh, brilliant.
So if you go to, the website is a bit of a strange name, it's the-energybook.com. And there's a number of extra tools there that you can use, and one of them is an energy profiler that gives you a much more detailed overview of your energy.
Brilliant. I think that's something we'll have to do today, because as I said, we need to wake up a little bit more.
Or have that extra cup of coffee, which will give you false energy for 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, that might have to be the buffer for the moment. I mean, I want to talk to you a bit more as well about Stop the Moaning, which is another energy booster we have. I think a lot of us can probably relate to it. You argue that moaning and complaining is a waste of energy and that we should change this behaviour. This can definitely be a great New Year's resolution, I think, for a lot of us. But how can we start changing this? And to motivate us a bit, how will this have an impact on our energy?
Okay, well, let's, first of all, for people to make any change in their behaviours or attitudes, they need to buy into the idea. They need to understand that something needs changing. So, talking about Stop the Moaning, it's an energy leak. It drains people's energy. And the reason this is that people moan because they're frustrated, they're disappointed in things, and they think, if I moan about it, like if I moan to you or some other colleagues around, and it might help to create a wave where people might helpfully get things changed. And it makes me feel better. I now have shared it with everybody, and some people will agree with me, and then I don't feel alone. And so it makes me feel a bit better by getting it off my chest. So it does have a little bit of a purpose in that sense, but it doesn't do anything in terms of a positive change. In fact, your negative energy, you're spreading it around to other people and infecting them. It's quite contagious.
Yeah,
and so we get, if you like, an energy a leak that gets multiplied with the number of people that I'm exposing to it. So, we believe that things will change, hopefully, if we moan. It's not true. I'm not saying if there's something important, you shouldn't go around and lobby or get a petition, people signing up to a petition. That's something different. You're taking action. But just moaning for the sake of it and getting it off your chest is negative energy. And it is rife in every company I go to. People moaning, they sit in a meeting and then they're listening and those decisions are made and they're, okay, then we'll all go and do that. And then they come out of the meeting and, well, I didn't think that was a very good idea, and all sorts of things happen. It's so damaging from that point of view. So your question was, so I say, stop the moaning. The return on investment is zero. It's an energy leak, a waste. How do you change it? Well, you've got to look at things and say, if there is something that frustrates me and irritates me, because that's why we moan. I'm frustrated and irritated about this particular situation. Then think, firstly, what can I do to influence or change it? Is there anything I can do personally or get other people to help me to do? If yes, then define the actions and make sure you're prepared to accept the consequences of those actions and then go out and do it. Mm. Try and make that change. And so that's one thing. And if you can't change it or influence it, then please drop it. Stop the moaning, because it's a waste of your and everybody else's energy. Now, I know that sounds quite simple and it's not that easy to do, but it really does work. If you just challenge yourself, can I influence or change it? And this is probably not a good thing to mention at the moment, Brexit, but I will say it all the same. As you know, I live in Holland. And I have lived in Holland many years and lived in different countries, but I started to get letters over a year ago from one of the Dutch authorities, the immigration service, and they said, "Dear Mr. Maddox, we know you've lived in Holland a long time, but you are a Brit, and when Brexit happens, you will be required to," and then a list of things I had to do, apply for a residence permit and all this, and it was really getting to me. I was getting really irritated and frustrated.
Sure, I can imagine.
I can't do this. Stop the moaning. So I thought, what can I do to change it? I can go and get a Dutch passport. So I did. And now I've now got two passports, still got my British one, but I've now got a Dutch passport. Brexit can't affect me in any way, shape or form anymore. And it's just an example, but it was really irritating and frustrating me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So you've got to think about the, and I don't know if we've got time. Have we got time for me just to talk about a bit of one I always think is a bit funny?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. This involves my wonderful, darling Well, I said, I truly mean that. I think she's the most wonderful person in the world. And her name is also Christina, but with an H. And she hates ironing. And it's the only thing she has ever moaned about in all the decades that we've been together.
Right.
She hates ironing. And so I would say to her, look, and she hates ironing my shirts, especially because she's such a perfectionist. So I would say to her, I'll do them. She said, no way, you burn holes in them. I said, I'll take them to the dry cleaners. No, they don't do them anywhere near as good as I do. I can't have that. And so we went around this. I said, well, it's not going to go away. You know, I keep wearing shirts. And then finally she came up with a solution. She said, oh, no, what? I'm going to chuck out all of your cotton shirts with long sleeves that you love to wear. And you don't need them anyway. They're always in fashion. And I'm going to buy these iron-free shirts that I can just wash and hang up. And so now we wear iron-free shirts. She's solved the problem. She's solved the moment.
Solved the problem. Wow.
But that's constantly the question. You've got to challenge yourself. And if you're being moaned at by somebody, if somebody comes up to you at the coffee machine or wherever and starts a moaning conversation, I highly recommend you immediately respond with, hey, stop the moaning. What can you do about this? What can you do to influence it and change it and challenge them? If people will start to do that more and more in life, and especially in work, you'll get lots more positive energy and stopping these energy leaks.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, we've all been in that office environment where it's just been very toxic and it's a lot of negative energy going around from complaining and no real action. So yeah, I think we can all probably learn a lot from that.
It is everywhere, Francesca. It really is. I don't know a single organisation that I've ever been into and worked with in the last 40 plus years that it hasn't got a lot of moaning in it. And it's, in some cases it gets worse, some cases it gets better, but if only people would take charge themselves and take responsibility as an individual.
Definitely. And I mean, talking a bit more about taking charge and New Year's resolutions and what we can sort of make these actual changes in relation to our energy. I mean, there are lots of ideas in the book that we can start implementing, but I want to ask you, which ones would you recommend us to start doing? Sort of like the beginner's guide to sort of start making an impact.
Well, I hope this doesn't go against your beliefs, but I actually don't believe very strongly in New Year's resolutions, at least not in the sense of setting goals. You know, there's kind of like different schools of thought about, yeah, well, everybody should have goals and this. I'm not saying I'm anti-goal setting. I just think there's often too much of an emphasis on that. And the New Year's resolution things, as we all know, so many people start things, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then, unfortunately, their commitment fades rather quickly.
Yeah.
So what I do believe in is making really strong, firm commitments to yourself, you know, where you look in the physical or proverbial mirror and really make a commitment to yourself and do this throughout the year, but then deliberately and consciously practice the things that help you to keep those commitments. You know, that then has big impact in your life. In terms of the boosters, yeah, I would of course say all 50 of them are brilliant to help you with this process, and they truly are. But if I have to pick out a couple, I would say start with number 16.
Okay.
Number 16 is the power of purpose, it's called, and it helps you or challenges you to start thinking about, you know, how you're living, why you're doing the things you do, and trying to understand, you know, what is your intention behind things? How consciously are you living? Your purpose is simply defined as the reason, you know, the reason behind we do things. And if you can start answering some of the questions related to that, and so if you do have a look at number 16, the power of purpose, and link that also with number 25, they're strongly linked, and that number 25 is called keep asking why.
Sure, okay.
Those two things are really powerful, but then if I could add another quick one in there, number 36, it's called to be or not to be. And this is a real life changer for many people, to think about You know, lots of people have to-do lists, probably most people, whether they're written down or whether they're mentally committed. And I say, yeah, fine, have to-do lists. I have them. It helps me so that I don't forget things. But also have a to-be list. Who is it you want to be or become more of? And these are great things. You know, if you do have New Year's resolutions and want to make them, then make them in the form of to-bes. I want to become more healthy. I want to become more forgiving. I want to become happier. I want to, and so on. I want to be more loving. So think of two or three to-bes, to-becomes, and then think about the actions that you could take to really make sure you can work towards those to-bes.
Brilliant. I mean, we've got a lot to think about now. excuse me.
Oh, and if I could add one more thing, something for everybody to try and do, keep trying to enjoy every moment of every day. Try. And you can do that most easily by doing the things that you really enjoy, and that's not always possible. And then if you can't do the things you enjoy, enjoy the things you do. And that's something we could all try to do better.
Well, you are the most energetic and enthusiastic podcast host I think we've ever had. So thank you very much. I mean, for anyone who wants to know any more about you and your work, where can they find you?
They can find me at richardmaddox.com. Mm. They can find me at the-energybook.com. And there are also links there to my company's sites and so forth.
Brilliant. I mean, I really do recommend everyone picking up a copy of the Energy Book because as we've discovered, there's a lot we can all be doing, like small changes to make really big impacts. So thank you so much, Richard, for joining us today. We now need to go and do everything you've said to perk us up for the rest of the afternoon.
Yep. Well, it's don't try and take on too many things at once. Just pick one thing and work with it for a while. That's also a strong recommendation. But thank you very much for allowing me to be a guest today, Francesca. Been a delight, as always, interacting with you. And look forward to the next time. In between times, have a lovely festive season.
Thank you very much. And a pleasure with you as well. I mean, and thank you also everyone else for listening. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lib Publishing on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram for more information about new books, experts' opinions and, of course, more podcasts with thought leaders such as Richard Maddox. So we'll see you next time on Lib Radio Podcast.